Welcome back, artists, to another exciting episode of Self-Taught Artist. I am thrilled to have you join me today as we dive even deeper into the world of selling artwork. I know many of you remember our popular episode from a few years ago titled How to Start Selling Your Art. That's episode number 7, and it is the most popular episode ever. I am in the process of updating it through this mini series, if you will. The art market is ever-changing, and new opportunities and strategies have emerged since our last discussion. And I'll also add that there's some topics we didn't quite get to or I'd love to talk about in more depth. And this episode today is the perfect example of that. I am talking today about pricing your art. I think this is my deepest dive into pricing artwork that I have ever done on this podcast, and I am very excited to share it with you today. Before we do that, I did want to ask you if you have any questions about selling art, if you have ideas for specific topics you want included as I discuss selling artwork over the next couple weeks, or questions you want answered, send me a DM on Instagram at LaurenChristineArt, or send me an email at LaurenChristineArt@gmail.com. And who knows, you may find it in another future episode. Okay, we're going to start with our review of the week. This one comes to us from Stormy Monday. They write, I am a self-taught artist who has struggled with many of the questions answered in this podcast. I have taken workshops and classes throughout my life and have learned from them. And I own so many art books, but Lauren Christine delivers clarity, both in the message and the delivery. She makes great recommendations that, if followed, will help you become a better, more confident artist. I appreciate her generosity in sharing her thoughts and knowledge. For example, I have heard you should paint small, but the way she breaks down the whys makes perfect sense. I've read it, but I'm hearing this reinforced message and I'm enjoying listening and learning. Wow, Stormy Monday, that is such a nice review. Oh, I love getting these reviews. I love these little messages from you all. And this is the fuel that keeps me podcasting. So thank you so much. To all of you out there, please give me 5 stars on Apple and Spotify and write a review on Apple Podcasts. That is one of the best ways to, quote unquote, pay creators. That is supporting this show. It costs you nothing. So just go give me a rating and a review really quickly. Thank you so much. All right. Today, I will be guiding you through the process of determining the perfect pricing for your creations. Whether you are a seasoned artist or just starting out, understanding how to price your artwork is essential. And I'm going to help you avoid some of the pitfalls that I fell into when I first started trying to sell my artwork. So let's jump right in. When it comes to pricing your artwork, there are many, many factors to consider. I'm sure you're aware of this. It is quite overwhelming. Today, we're going to begin with the basics, and then I'm going to share with you my favorite way and my recommended way for you to price your artwork. So, talking basics, one of the first things to take into account is the cost of materials. Whether you work with oil paints, watercolors, or mixed media, the cost of the materials used in your artwork should be factored into the price. Makes sense. Additionally, the time invested in creating your artwork is another crucial element to consider. How many hours did you spend working on that particular piece? Time is valuable, and as an artist, you deserve to be compensated for your time if you are selling your artwork. So take into account the complexity and intricacy of the artwork to determine an appropriate value for your time. Some artists out there diligently track the time it takes to create a piece so that they can price accordingly. This strategy is called cost-based pricing. This approach involves calculating the total cost of materials, time invested, and any additional expenses, and then adding a desired profit margin. Cost-based pricing ensures that you cover your expenses at a minimum, and then that you're generating a reasonable revenue and margin for a piece. This kind of pricing, cost-based pricing, is what I see a lot for handmade objects. The more intricate it is, that means the more time it took, and that means the more the price will be. This way of pricing is logical, and it does seem to make a lot of sense. However, it is not the pricing method that I like the most for painters or artists selling drawings or mixed media art or paintings. I would probably use cost-based pricing for something like ceramics or other handmade items or crafts. Because if you are selling ceramics, for example, there can be a huge difference in the time that you put into making one mug versus another mug. If one mug is glazed in one solid color, well, that's a lot easier than a mug that is hand-painted with all these tiny little designs or hand-carved with designs. There's a lot of variables, but in general, I think cost-based pricing and thinking about your time and how long it took to make a piece, I think it works great for something like ceramics. It also might work really well for jewelry, depending on the type of jewelry that you make. Obviously, with jewelry, you definitely have to make sure you get the materials cost in there as well. And so that's why cost-based pricing is good, because you take the total cost of materials, the time invested, and any additional expenses, then you add that profit margin. Size is another factor that can greatly influence the price of your artwork. Larger pieces often require more materials and additional time to complete. And just consider the physical space the artwork will occupy when pricing it. Larger pieces often warrant a higher price due to these additional costs. And in general, I find buyers understand this very, very well. Again, it's incredibly logical. The bigger a piece, the more perceived effort and materials went into it most of the time. However, the catch here for you, the artist, is to beware of the costs of shipping large pieces of art or heavy pieces of art. There will be a size where it becomes too big for you to ship or too cost prohibitive to ship. So do your homework on that first. I know it's tempting when Michaels does those big canvases on sale and you say, wow, that 48 by 48 canvas, oh, I would love to paint in that size. Well, beware, because a 48 by 48 is practically impossible to ship. So definitely beware before putting a lot of effort into really large paintings if you are planning to sell online and ship them. And I also want you to especially beware if you offer all-in pricing, meaning when you put a price out there, shipping is included in that price. If you do that, well, that works great up until a point. But you're gonna get hosed if you're not careful, if you are working big. And sometimes I've seen this, artists, they're used to doing small art and they list small art on Etsy. And then on a whim, they do a 3 feet by 3 feet painting one day and they put it on Etsy and whoops, they put on there that the shipping was built into the price and the buyer gets free shipping, the artist covers the shipping by accident. You might actually spend the entire price of the artwork on shipping alone if it is a certain size. And that is not a good situation to be in. And this is why some artists actually don't work big. They don't work beyond a certain size if they know they're going to need to ship their artwork. If you have local buyers and you can do whatever you want, as long as you can get it to their house or they can get it from yours, just do your research on this first, okay? You have to think about your art the entire customer journey, from you making it to getting it to your customer's home, and think about the costs every step of the way if shipping is a part of your pricing. So ding, 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 that's your warning bell. I actually did an entire episode on shipping and packaging artwork. And so that's in the back catalog. So if you're interested in learning about this more and how I ship artwork the cheapest, that would be a great episode to listen to. And now that I talk about it, maybe I need to do an update on that episode as well. So maybe that will be a part of this selling art series. Who knows? Let's keep going though. Market demand is another factor in determining the price of your artwork. If your artwork is highly sought after and there is a strong demand for it, you may be able to price it higher. But on the other hand, if you are still establishing your reputation as an artist or working in a niche market, you may need to be more mindful of pricing competitively so that you can attract buyers. I've seen some artists take the path of setting their pricing this year and maybe starting it low and then committing to raising it with every subsequent year. So don't be discouraged if you feel like you are starting low because you don't have that strong demand for your artwork yet. You have to start somewhere and you can always raise your prices in the future. Some clues that you have the demand to raise prices would be things like sellout collections, or if you are seeing lots of demand for your work, lots of requests, lots of sales on a consistent basis, well, that's probably a sign you can raise prices, and that is a really nice situation to be in. That's the dream. But now let's talk about two specific pricing methods that I think work best for painters or artists creating drawings, paintings, mixed media, or any kind of wall art. My favorite methods are price per square inch and price per linear inch. And to get more specific, my absolute favorite and my most recommended way of pricing is price per linear inch. So let's explore why an artist might choose this pricing method and price based on dimensions of the artwork. So first, price per square inch or linear inch allows for consistency in pricing across artworks of different sizes. By calculating the price based on the dimensions, artists can ensure that they are compensated fairly for the amount of space that their art occupies. This method provides a clear and standardized approach to determining the value of their work, regardless of whether the piece is small or large. Second, pricing based on dimensions helps artists establish a fair pricing structure that aligns the effort and materials required to create their art. As we talked about, since larger artworks generally require more materials and often involve more time to complete, charging based on dimensions ensures that these additional costs are taken into account. Price by dimensions also offers something very important, and that is transparency to potential buyers. When artworks are priced consistently using this method, buyers can easily compare the value of different pieces based on their size and price. It provides a logical and objective way for buyers to understand the pricing structure and feel like they are making informed decisions. Buyers do not like wishy-washy, made-up pricing because they start to question if they are being taken advantage of. And that is not a good feeling when you're buying something. So help your buyers feel good by making your pricing logical and objective. Moreover, Artists who use price by dimension can easily expand their portfolio without the need for constant adjustments in pricing and always tracking the time and effort that goes into a piece. So as you create new artworks, you can apply the same exact pricing formula, streamlining the pricing process and saving a lot of time and headache and heartache in the long run. So the last thing is price per dimension can be especially useful for artists working in paintings or drawings where the dimensions of the artwork are a significant aspect of its value. This allows artists to showcase a relationship between size and price, offering a clear representation of the investment required to create larger pieces. Ultimately, choosing to charge based on dimensions brings consistency, fairness, transparency, and ease and efficiency to the pricing process for artists. Who doesn't want all of those things? It provides a reliable framework that helps artists determine the value of their work based on the space it occupies, ensuring that your prices accurately reflect the effort and materials invested. Now, I personally prefer pricing per linear inch. And what that means is that you take the height plus the width times the price per inch. So for example, let's say you had a piece of artwork that was 8 inches by 10 inches. You would take 8 plus 10, which equals 18. Okay, so it's an 8 by 10. So you do 8 plus 10, which equals 18. Then let's just pull out of thin air that your price this year is $4 per inch. That would mean you do 18 times 4. And that would mean your price for that 8 by 10 piece of artwork is $72. You can set the price per inch based on the level of your artwork and the demand you currently have for your art. And this can be any number, and you can use decimals too. So it doesn't have to be a whole number. It could be $2.50 or $10.25 or $15. You determine the multiplier that feels good to you. So this is called pricing per linear inch. I like this because it works really well whether your paintings are small or large. It just makes a ton of sense. I do not like pricing per square inch because at the bigger sizes, it becomes exponentially more expensive. So for example, let's say we have the same 8 by 10 piece of artwork that we're pricing, and we want to try price per square inch. So that would mean that we take 8 times 10, and that would be 80 square inches. And then let's set a price per square inch of 90 cents. That would equal the same $72 price point for the 8 by 10. However, if you were to imagine what it would cost with that same price per square inch at a large size, let's assume a 24 by 24 piece of art, well, that would cost $518.40. That is a huge jump up in size. And that's the hard thing with price per square inch, is that it starts to not make a lot of sense once your sizes get too big or there's too much variety between your different paintings. Like if you have some small paintings and some large paintings, it's really hard to make one consistent price per square inch make sense. And it ends up either being too cheap on the small sizes or too crazy expensive on the large sizes. So do some math and play with it. And I prefer and I recommend, if you are a painter or you draw or make mixed media, I would definitely recommend pricing per linear inch. It's just an easier, more straightforward way to do it, and it works for small to large so that you can keep one consistent price per linear inch across all your paintings, which gives buyers that consistency. It gives them a pricing rule. And buyers love that. They love understanding what is behind the price. Because if you ask any old artist out there why they price the art the way they do, you're going to get a wide variety of answers. And it's great being able to say, actually, here's a rule. Here's how I set it. Here's how it works. Buyers love that transparency. If you are more advanced, you might also want to do some market research and think about market-based pricing, especially with determining what you actually choose to be your price per linear inch. So that would mean that you go and you research similar artworks in the market and aligning your prices with comparable pieces. By understanding what others are charging for artwork of similar quality, style, and size, you can position yourself competitively within the market. Additionally, for advanced artists, there's also perceived value pricing, and this method focuses on the unique qualities and appeal of your artwork and takes into account factors such as your artistic reputation, awards, exhibitions, and that is something that I think only the most advanced artists are able to do. And that just lets you set higher prices based on the demand that you have for your art and the perceived value that is attributed to your creations. So that's aspirational for us. But what I would tell you is if you are just getting started selling artwork, you just get started. And yes, you want to strike a balance between affordability for buyers and fair compensation for your work. Charging excessively high prices may alienate potential buyers, while pricing your artwork too low, you know, could potentially undervalue your effort. And it's important to find that sweet spot, but really it's whatever feels good to you. If you're going to feel good about giving your art to someone for a certain price, set it there and just don't worry about it. This is really about getting started and trying to build up demand and build up an audience and build up a following for your art. Because the more you do that, the more you can raise prices in the future. So I would not stress about setting the price per linear inch to be perfect. There is no perfect. It's just getting started. I sold my art really cheaply at the beginning, and I'm so glad I did it. I met some great collectors. They have grown with me. I'm still making art for many of those collectors, and I'm charging higher prices now. But it's been a process. It's taken years to raise my prices, but all along the way, I felt really good about what I'm selling, and I feel really good about the value that my collectors are getting. So it's a win-win. One thing I really want you to walk away with is the importance of having a pricing rule in place. Establishing a consistent framework for pricing your artwork has so many benefits. First, it makes the pricing process easier for you as an artist. Having a predefined rule or formula simplifies the decision-making process and allows you to be really efficient and confident in pricing new art. And I really can't tell you enough how making your pricing logical and understandable for buyers really helps eliminate friction in the sales process. When potential buyers see that consistent pricing structure across your portfolio, it really helps them understand the value you place on your artwork. It also builds trust and credibility, knowing that you have a well thought out system in place. So that's like the biggest thing, is have a rule, make it consistent, have a formula, even better. I highly recommend price per linear inch. And that will serve you so well now into the future. It is a formula that can grow with you. It works for the earliest of artists in the artistic journey, and it works for the most advanced artists out there. Price per linear inch. Okay? You won't regret it. You really, really won't. It is so great to have a formula, a system, and a rule. You'll love it. So that brings us to the end of this episode about pricing your art. We have explored the factors to consider when pricing your artwork, including materials, time invested, size, and market demand. I've shared with you some different pricing strategies, such as cost-based pricing, market-based pricing, and, say it with me now, price by dimensions, more specifically, price per linear inch. So remember, finding the right balance between affordability and fair compensation is key, and just do what feels good for you, because selling your art is just about starting, trying things, and just keep going. Just keep going. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, please hit the subscribe button, follow on Spotify. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Christine Art. And give me a rating and review. It helps so, so much. And if everybody would just do it today, I wouldn't have to ask you anymore. So go and do it. It takes 1 second. Okay. Thank you, friends. Happy creating.